Broadcasting Network at rbnlive.com and on shortwave at 5.050. This is Michael Collins Piper, literally coming back. I was sick on Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Had a terrible fever, I think, from these awful allergies here in Washington, D.C. But needless to say, I am alive and reasonably well. I just discovered that although I had somebody call RBN earlier in the afternoon, and the word never got to my producer, so I don't know what happened here on Friday night, but I guess they eventually got around to playing a rebroadcast of one of my earlier episodes. So I'm sorry to everybody for all the confusion there, if there was any, but needless to say, I am alive. Despite the hopes of many people, I am still here. okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is another Monday night. It's a rainy day here in Washington, D.C. Hopefully the rain is cleansing the streets of the city of all the poison that these criminals in Congress have put upon us, but that's wishful thinking, I think, folks. No guests on the program tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It's just going to be you and me for now. We are going to have open phones later. I do want to make a couple comments here. My producer has told me that Greg Szymanski, who hosts a program earlier in the day here on RBN, wants to have a debate on his program between me and the gentleman's name always escapes me. It's either John Eric Phelps or Eric John Phelps. But in any case, Mr. Phelps is a pretty well-known writer who says that the Vatican is behind the world's ills, specifically the Jesuit order, and that the Jesuits are the ones who pull the strings behind the Mossad and everybody else in the face of the planet, and were in fact responsible for the assassination of John F. Kennedy, that evidently the Jesuits didn't like the fact that John F. Kennedy shipped some arms to Israel, and because of that they had him offed. Well, I haven't heard from Mr. Szymanski himself, but I'm certainly willing to go on his program and debate the very specific issue of the Kennedy assassination. I'm not a scholar on the subject of the history of the Vatican or the Jesuit order. I know a little bit about the recent history of the Vatican, thanks to some traditionalist Catholic friends of mine who've educated me about some of the intrigues that took place during the Vatican II period, back in the early 1960s, but and around actually the time of the Kennedy assassination, but I'm not prepared to debate the history of the Vatican. A friend of mine has a copy of Mr. Phelps' book, and I'm going to be looking over it if he can dig it out of his massive library. But I can tell you right now, from what little I do know of Mr. Phelps' views, they are based on Zionist sources and pro-Zionist sources, and that could account for his suggestion that JFK was killed by the Vatican. Be that as it may, or by the Jesuits or whoever he thinks is responsible, be that as it may, I'm certainly willing to engage in that debate. The only reason I'm willing to engage in a debate is because if I refuse to do it, which is my first inclination, people then will say that I was afraid to debate the issue. The fact is, I think that the whole argument is absolutely silly. But, like I say, I'm willing to debate if only to spend the time necessary to show how silly the story is. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned for more. We have a very important commercial coming up for you, and when it's over, I'll be back here on rbnlive.com and on shortwave.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Hey, Barbara.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins, Piper here. Yes, live on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm live here in Washington, and hopefully the Republic Broadcasting Network is reaching you worldwide. I have a lot of friends around the world, and I always tell them about RBN and hope that they're tuning in, but, you know, I can never keep track of the time zone, so I don't know if it's daylight or nighttime, morning, noon, whatever, in the various parts of the world where my friends are, but I hope they're listening, and I know we have a lot of good listeners all over the world. I've had calls from Scotland and England and Canada, and there's three of the foreign calls that I can think of, so we are reaching an international audience. Just before the break, I was saying that I was definitely willing to go on Greg Szymanski's program and debate Mr. Phelps, who says that the Jesuits are behind the Mossad and pulling the strings in our world today. It's kind of funny that Mr. Phelps has these ideas that the Jesuits are out trying to get the Israelis and trying to make the Israelis the fall guys. The reason why I say that is because I have some friends, longtime friends, who are related to one of the, I guess probably one of the most powerful, or certainly one of the most respected and influential Jesuits on the, certainly in the United States and on the face of the planet, for that matter, and very, very prominent Jesuit. And the members of this family tend to be very, very critical of Israel and not real friendly towards the Jewish religion in particular because of a lot of the things that are in the Talmud, the nasty things about Jesus Christ and about non-Jews that appear in the Talmud. And my understanding is that this particular Jesuit member of the family doesn't really approve of the attitude of the rest of his family. So that's just kind of a... Now, by the reasoning of Mr. Phelps, that would be simply a cover, that Jesuit really is out to exploit the Jewish people, but he's keeping quiet and not letting his family, who are genuinely anti-Semites, I guess you could say, anti-Jewish, he's not letting his family in on the secret. So, you know, I guess what it comes down to, ladies and gentlemen, you know, that, you know, I've always said I'm very much a believer in freedom of speech and freedom of expression. I don't necessarily agree with everything that appears in American Free Press, and I don't think all the people who write for American Free Press agree with everything that I write in American Free Press. But, you know, that is the glory of America. We still do have our First Amendment. In any case, I wanted to fill you in on something that appeared in the paper here in Washington last Friday when I was AWOL from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Very interesting, and I thought rather frightening, article by Claude Salhani. He's the international editor for United Press International. Well, he says that there's one way, what he calls the headline on his commentary was Fast March to Citizenship. And basically what he's suggesting is that a lot of the immigrants coming into the United States, the illegal immigrants, can make a commitment to join the military for 2 years or 4 years, and at the end of that service, that way they have a fast track to U.S. citizenship. Well, I tell you what, you know, I think that's an incredibly hellish and Orwellian idea I don't support illegal aliens. I don't think that they, you know, I think that the illegal aliens should have tried to become American citizens through the paths that most citizens, you know, naturalized citizens have used. But the very idea that someone should suggest that the illegal aliens put their lives on the line in wars that are not even in the interest of the United States in order to become citizens of the United States, as I say, it just strikes me as incredibly crass and Orwellian. And you know what it sounds like, folks? It sounds like our New World Order rulers are thinking that perhaps maybe they can use a lot of the illegal aliens not as gardeners and as house cleaners and dishwashers and whatever else it is said they do, but maybe using them as the cannon fodder in these wars planned for abroad, wars now being fought abroad, I should say, because God knows the rumors are spreading that there are National Guard units across the country rebelling, that the soldiers in Iraq right now are not too pleased with the situation, and Lord only knows we've had some of these top-notch generals whose integrity cannot be questioned, who are in fact questioning the integrity and the motivations of Donald Rumsfeld and implicitly President George Bush and his neocon pro-Israel armchair war hawk advisors who orchestrated this war in Iraq. And now, of course, I'm sorry to say, and always must hasten to add, and who are now trying to get us into a war against Iran. Incidentally, folks, saw a very funny picture the other day that's circulating on the Internet. There's a picture of a very famous picture of the Third Reich's former leaders on the dock at the Nuremberg war crimes trials. And someone has taken that famous photograph and substituted the faces of all the German detainees with the faces of some pretty well-known American figures such as such as George W. Bush, Condoleezza Rice, Richard Cheney, etc., etc., etc. I believe you might be able to find that on the website of the Australia-based Adelaide Institute, and that is at adelaideinstitute.org. If that doesn't happen to be there, you'll certainly find a lot of very interesting information on that website. Adelaide, A-D-E-L-A-I-D-E, Institute, just as it sounds, .org. AdelaideInstitute.org, all one word. And I should caution you, if you are sensitive about the issue of the Holocaust of World War II, do not go to AdelaideInstitute.org, because the Adelaide Institute is one of those organizations that's been accused of Holocaust denial, and the founder of the Adelaide Institute, Frederick Tobin, a friend of mine, spent seven, although he's in Australia, he spent 7 months in prison in Germany on charges of denying the Holocaust. He apparently asked some questions to German authorities that they did not appreciate, and rather than answering his questions, which were addressed to a prosecutor in Germany, they put him in handcuffs and took him to jail. He was put on trial, and he spent 7 months there. Mr. Tobin, incidentally, was one of the people, who spoke at a conference in Iran on the subject of the Holocaust several conferences at several universities. In any case, that picture, coming back to the picture, I think that's kind of interesting that some people are suggesting that our misrollers here in Washington, D.C. might eventually end up in war crimes trials. And, you know, I'm afraid to say, or I should say I'm sorry to say, it would be well-deserved from my perspective. Interesting article in today's Washington Times. Suzanne Fields, who constantly is writing, it's like every other column she writes, either about how terrible the world is because there's growing anti-Semitism, or how wonderful Israel is, despite the fact that there's growing anti-Semitism in the world. This is generally her theme. In any case, Suzanne has a story today about how wonderful the new German government is, but she's complaining about Germany trafficking in women and how they're exploiting women in Germany's legal sex industry, and there's major brothels that have been set up in Germany. Now, I'm not advocating that, folks. I'm just reporting that she's complaining about it. But, you know, I read through her article, and one thing that she did not mention in her article, but which was mentioned in a very interesting article published in our old newspaper, The Spotlight, many years ago by our European correspondent, Oscar Boleyn, not to be confused with Christopher Boleyn. This was Oscar Boleyn. Mr. Boleyn wrote about how the fact that some of the major brothels in Germany, located close to the U.S. military bases, were owned by Israelis. That is, Israelis, Jewish Israelis, owned some of the major brothels in Germany, which were responsible for inflicting many of our young servicemen with social diseases and were contributing to just unpleasantness in the community over there. Now, Ms. Fields is a strong supporter of Israel. I would encourage her, if she wants to stop this trafficking in women in Germany, that she get in touch with her friends in Israel and tell them, stop it! Stop trafficking in women in Germany, Israeli friends. I wonder if Suzanne's going to do it. This is Michael Collins Piper. When we come back, we're going to go to the phones. We have a couple callers. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins, Piper here, coming to you from Washington. We have a couple callers lined up, and I'm going to squeeze one in here before our final break for the half hour. We have Renee from North Carolina, and if it's the Renee I think it is, she always has something to say. So, Renee, go ahead and say it.
Yeah, well, first off, I'd like to give you a little tip for your upcoming debate.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of people in the struggle for power that might be enemies of the United States, okay? But to blame anything on the Catholics, the illegal aliens, the Jews, anything, first and foremost, because it's their job to defend us from all enemies, is our own government, and nobody even comes in a close second. And now the thing is, after that, I do agree probably the ones that are being most destructive right now are the Zionist Jews. But, you know, the Zionist Christians enable them to a great deal.
Oh, you're absolutely right. In fact, they probably couldn't get away with a lot of what they do if it weren't for precisely the people you just said, the Zionist Christians.
Yes, because their numbers are too small.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And so the thing is, now this is what I saw on the TV. I caught this while flipping channels, and I thought this was very interesting. Boy, this is going to hack people off. Well, on the Abrams report, they were talking about that Warren Jeffs, the polygamist in Arizona City.
Hey, I think I heard something about that, yeah.
Mm. Well, this is what one woman blurted out. I think she's the woman that she formerly was in this group, and she helps other women escape. And what she said, and Abrams just kept, it's like he was kind of stunned, but you trust me, what I'm going to tell you, you would have gone, oh, really, tell me more. Oh, but that's not what he did. It's like he kind of just kept on going like she hadn't said anything.
Mm-hmm.
What this woman said was, now we're talking about, it's just recently he's in the top 10 on the FBI most wanted list, but he's been on the FBI's list for years, right?
Okay.
Well, this is what this woman said. She said that Warren Jeffs, in his, you know, city, Arizona City,
okay,
got the largest grant from Homeland Security in the state of Arizona. So let me get this straight. You're the most wanted on the FBI list, but Homeland Security gives you a huge grant? I mean, don't you just want to pull your hair out?
Well, you know, I tell you, despite that grand title, you know, we heard all about a setting up of a Homeland Security Department. That is probably one of the most disorganized bureaucracies that I've ever heard about I've been in Washington.
But they pass around a lot of money.
Well, they certainly do, but I mean, the way they were organized is they just took little bits and pieces of a lot of different agencies and put them all together and called them Homeland Security and put that evil-looking man.
Chertoff?
Yes, Chertoff.
All he needs is little horns on his head. He looks like and a tail.
Well, you know, the name Chertoff, I understand in Russian, is a variation on the theme on the term devil, and I'm not being facetious. That's apparently the case. So
he
you're not far
the
off there.
Looks the part.
But nonetheless, I think what you just told me is very very. I mean, it's funny on the one hand, and yet on the other hand, it really illustrates just how much grandstanding there is by our government in general. And I'm not even necessarily putting the blame on Bush personally or his neocon advisors. But, you know, they come up with these grand terms like Homeland Security. And, you know, a lot of Americans really buy into the nonsense. But nonetheless, it's homeland insecurity. It's homeland. Recklessness. And so I'm not surprised. That's very interesting, though.
Well, yeah, it's homeland dysfunctional security. And the thing is, yeah, I admit we don't get our money's worth, and they do a horrible job. But they do pass around a lot of money, which from some of the screwball things I've heard of the way some of these police departments and all spend their money is just, you know, wacky.
You know, in all fairness to this polygamist, though, you know, I guess it is illegal, but, you know, I just kind of wonder if we need to be prosecuting people for polygamy when there's people bringing drugs into this country and you know what I'm saying?
I do understand what you mean, except that I believe there's pedophilia involved in this.
Oh, there may well be. Yeah,
brainwashing and the way they kick the young. That you know when one rooster wants more than one hen, you got to get rid of the younger roosters.
Okay.
And they dump those young boys for small reasons. They kick the young boys out of the community so they can't compete with them for the young women.
Okay.
And they've kicked hundreds of them out.
Okay, well, like I say, I didn't know the details of it. Yeah, I guess this must be more than just your standard popping several moms.
No. And this is what I don't understand, too. They're saying the man is worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and it's like, with all these wives and children, how does he accumulate that kind of wealth? I guess from Homeland Security,
I think every father, married father in America would ask that question. Renee, thanks for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for more. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
From Renee, I think, as I say, I think a lot of American fathers would like to have millions of dollars to take care of at least one wife and maybe some children. But this grand polygamist that we were talking about apparently has much more than one wife and more than a few children. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go back to the calls. We have Clayton calling from Missouri. Clayton, come on up.
Hey, Mikey, how you doing?
How you doing tonight, Clayton?
All right. You know, when you were gone on Cinco de Mayo, I thought it was one of two things. You were either in a Mexican bar celebrating, or you were checking out what happened to Porter Goss over at the CIA. Maybe it was both.
I tell you what, I have a policy about entertainment on the holidays. I can find any other excuse to drink on any day of the year. I don't need to go out on New Year's Eve or Cinco de Mayo. But,
I thought maybe since it was Cinco de Mayo and Porter Goss was gone, you might have thought it was time to celebrate. But.
Well, I tell you, I don't know what to make of the departure of Porter Goss. I've been trading emails with a friend of mine who's pretty tuned into some of the intrigues of these people in the CIA and so forth. And, you know, there are a lot of factions in the CIA. You know, I find myself sometimes indiscriminately lashing out at the CIA or the FBI, but then I have to pause in my own mind, and then hopefully I will say so when I'm speaking out or writing. And, you know, there are a lot of good people in both those agencies. And, frankly, I don't think Porter Goss was one of them. I think that was part of his problem, because he was put in there as a purely political appointment to do the dirty work of George Bush and the Zionist neoconservative advisors. And he got in there, and this is my twist on this now. This is just my impression. This is not any inside information. It's just my impression. And then he went in there, he rattled too many cages, he was too aggressive, and it finally reached the point that there were so many people in rebellion in the CIA, just as there were so many people in rebellion in the military, that it was easier for Bush to get rid of Goss. It was easier for Goss to just, and he's not a young man, it was easier for him to just say, all right, I'm getting out of here.
Well,
and that's right. that's just my take on it, for whatever it's worth. What do you think?
Well, you're on course. Basically, from what I understand, he was hired to be a hatchet man. He was supposed to clean the place up. Because there were leaks in the CIA. I mean, the good guys who are on our side, the constitutionalists that, you know, were defending the American people, you know, he was supposed to clean those guys up.
Well, yeah, actually, let's change the terminology there. In other words, he was supposed to dirty the place up and get rid of the clean people.
Right.
Yeah, that's, yeah, there's a difference. When I clean my apartment, I'm getting ready to rid of the dirt. In this case, Goss was trying to keep the dirt in and get rid of the, you know, he was keeping the dirty laundry and getting rid of the clean laundry, so to speak. Yeah.
Right. And I think basically he had done as much as he could do. From what I understand, he did a fairly good job at what he was appointed to do. And it's really interesting now that Bush has nominated a military man to take over as director. I've been
trying to read the clues. You know, usually in the Washington Post and the Washington Times, you can find little clues about who the person really is or why he was really appointed. And you know what? I read through the papers, you know, and because I wasn't feeling good on Friday, so I didn't pay too much close attention. But since then, I haven't seen anything which was any indicator. But I will again suggest this much, as again, just pure speculation. Maybe, you know, as bad as he is and under the malign influence of the Zionist neocons that he is, maybe Bush is trying to get the military off his back by putting one of theirs in charge of the CIA. And, of course, we don't know the guy's going to eventually get the job anyway. This could be a Bush scam to put somebody else in if this guy gets rejected. We don't know, obviously, but again, no, pure speculation on my part.
You're right on course again, Mike, because not only is he having trouble with the generals and the officers, they're having trouble with the enlisted folks over in Iraq. They're at the point where there might be open rebellion. It's gotten that bad over there.
You know, what's so interesting about it that I don't think a lot of Americans still kind of understand that. You know, they still, their image of George Bush is George Bush on that aircraft carrier, mission accomplished, with all these smiling servicemen cheering him, you know?
No, there's a lot of troops over there that are on their third tour of duty. I mean, you're talking about National Guard people, man.
Clayton. You know, what really bothers me about the fact that there's so many National Guard people over there, because, you know, I'm 45 years old, I'm a middle-aged fat guy, and, you know, I tell you, I just have this horrible feeling that a lot of these National Guardsmen and, dare I say, National Guards women that are over there are middle-aged fat men and women who really should be at home taking care of their kids and working in their jobs rather than fighting to secure the imperial interests of Israel. And shame these people are dying.
You know what their new brainstorm is? I was listening to them today. All these illegal aliens here in the United States, put them in military uniform and send them over to the Middle East.
That's just, you may have missed it, but I just at the very opening of the show, I... pointed that out, that that is one of the things I'm afraid they have in mind. And if I were an illegal alien and I thought that was going to happen to me, I'd get the hell south of the border or north of the border or wherever I came from.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's really, I mean, it's, I you know more than I do because you're there in the snake bit, but it's really getting to be high-stakes poker in Washington, D.C. right now.
Well, you know, this whole idea, we're going back to the old days of imperialism at its worst when we had mercenary armies. I mean, you know, that's what they're talking about doing with the illegal aliens, you know. And, you know, I can just see them now. They're probably, you know, they probably have them rounded up somewhere, a handful of them. And, you know, they're experimenting. They're saying, hey, fella, hey, Jose, would you like to become an American citizen? Si, senor, okay. Here's your uniform. You know, this is, in fact, I'll tell you what, I just had this horrible flash. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if right now there's probably 100,000 or so of illegal aliens in training somewhere who were picked up and done, and it's been, and that it's being done. Again, pure speculation, but I'd be willing to bet you $10 on it.
Well, a lot of them are little gangbangers in these big cities like L.A. I mean, they're pretty mean and vicious folks, so they would be the perfect type to go over and fight these Arabs out in the desert. And
I'm sure that's
what they're thinking, because they know in Washington D.C. right now they don't have the muscle to invade Iran, so they got to get the manpower from somewhere.
They're going to have to do it.
That's
Clayton,
right. It's going to happen,
Clayton. I wish you're wrong, but I'm afraid you're right. Listen, thanks for your call. I got to move on here. We have John from California waiting. John, how are you tonight? Are you there, John? Is anybody there? John, speak up if you're there. We can't hear you. John from California. Okay, we lost John. Let's go to Clarence from Oklahoma. Clarence, you've been bumped upstairs. Clarence, are you there? Okay, I guess we lost Clarence from Oklahoma. Let's go to Fritz from Florida. Fritz, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay.
Do you hear me?
Okay, Fritz, you're on the air.
Okay, I did hear that they were going to give the illegal aliens, they can be the new crusaders and go fight Islam and the Muslims. I'm sure the Pope would be happy with that.
Well, actually, I don't know if he would be, because, you know, if they go over there and get killed, then that's a few less Catholics.
Well, he can, nominate him for sainthood.
Well, that may well be. That could happen. I guess so.
Well, one other point. I was listening to On the Shoreway, which I do quite a bit. There was a Jewish, I would say a religious broadcast, and he pronounced or proclaimed that there were the first 16 or 18, and I believe all of them are, popes were Jewish. And I still wonder why they wear their yarmulke into the church when the Bible strictly prohibits, and I'd rather call it the Holy Scripture, prohibits men from covering their head in tabernacle.
I don't know anything about the Scripture, but I do know that it is a historical fact that there were several Jewish infiltrators who apparently grab the throne of St. Peter at one time or another over the years. There's even speculation that Pope Paul VI, who was the one who ushered in the so-called Vatican II reforms, which are rejected by many, many, many traditional Catholics, they have some doubts about certainly Pope John Paul VI. So I think you're probably on target there. In fact, in my new book, which I have been desperately trying to finish up, I have some passing references to Jewish attempts, Zionist attempts, I should say, in particular, to infiltrate and destroy the Catholic Church from within. So I'll tell you what, Fritz, I think you might be on target in that realm. So I want to thank you for your call, and we're going to pull up John, who my producer is crying and saying it was her fault, but I think we'll just say it was the CIA's fault. John, are you there? Well, I guess it was my producer's fault. We're not going to blame this on the CIA. Okay, John, are you there? How about Clarence? Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Clarence. We had some problems, technical problems of some sort or another, but at least we have you here. What's up, Clarence?
Yes, that's okay.
All right.
You know, it's yours is one of my when I'm off, I work evening shift, but sometimes I'm off. But yours is one of the main shows I want to make.
All right. Well, I appreciate that.
And it's and I also take the American Free Press.
Oh, good for you. Okay.
Your articles are just, and you know, like I said, I know you don't agree, and that's what's great about it. It prints different viewpoints.
That's
not like the Daily Rag here, where I live in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
The Daily Rag does, you know, they forget it. It's a corporate owned, and they ain't gonna do anything. They ain't gonna tell you anything other than the party line. And
well, you know what, Clarence? You know what's really sad about that? Because that's exactly how it is in virtually every town and city in America, with few exceptions.
Yeah. You know, can you remember, you know, I know you're 45. I'm 10 years older than you. I'm
okay.
Approaching 55. I remember when I was growing up, there were two newspapers in the city.
Mm-hmm.
There at least was competition. Now, there are certain people, and I don't care, and I don't give a hoot for either party, Democrats or Republicans, because they're, you know, when you look at them, it's, I can remember something. I went, let me tell you a little story here.
All right, go ahead.
When I was, in 1968, during that presidential election, I was 17 years old, and my dad took me downtown. Here to our major city to hear a man speak named George Wallace.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, regardless, you know, George Wallace, you know, he had his foibles, and he was a man of his time, and, yeah, he did say some racist things, but he apologized later. But he would have been, I think, if you had just looked at the man, you know, and got past some of what he said, he said some great, I mean, well, not some, all of what he said was some great things. He stood, he was the one, the first one to stand up and say. And I remember, and we went down to the, I think it was the Fairgrounds Arena. And there were, you couldn't get in. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you couldn't get in. And we stood outside and they had loudspeakers. And I heard the speech standing near my father, who's gone now, and I heard George Wallace say, and one of the great parts of his speech was, he said about the two political parties,
mm-hmm.
he said there's not a dime's worth of difference between
you know,
them.
You know, I tell you something, Clarence, you know, that's what I was about to say about George Wallace. I actually did a lot of studying of George Wallace after the fact, and I actually wrote a couple papers in my college years on him, and so I know I did know years ago quite a bit about him, and I would say, from in my opinion again, that that was George Wallace's primary contribution, that he was the one who actually came out there and instituted that idea, which is so very true. You know, whether you agree with all of Wallace's stands or not.
Exactly.
He was not as conservative, quote-unquote, as a lot of people thought he was.
He was a populist.
Yeah, he was
basically
a populist in a classic sense of the word. Yeah, a lot of people thought he was some sort of quote-unquote right-wing conservative. Not exactly, but needless to say, he had the guts to come out and challenge a two-party system, and I think that's what we owe him the thanks for, to show that a third-party candidate can, in fact, get as much as 13 or 14% of the vote and carry a major block of states and really turn things upside down.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Clarence, I want to move on because...
Yeah, I know. You're getting ready to come up on break here.
Yeah, I've got a couple more callers, and we do have John back. John, before we take your call, I just want to say that if we don't get Steve from Pennsylvania who's calling up here, the answer to his question is yes. So let's go to John. He's back again. John,
how you doing there, Michael?
How you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, we made contact. That's
well,
good.
Yeah, we did. I thought you were kind of like Judge Crater there, but you're back. Okay.
Either it's the nature of my question, or your producer doesn't like the name of my town, Rancho Cucamonga. I'm not sure what it is.
Michael, the name of the town.
Yeah. Hey, Michael. Just regarding your comments on illegal immigration and the illegal immigrants being used as cannon fodder for our military, our neocons' pursuits, there was a story carried
John,
by Newsweek.
Listen, we're going to the break. Could you hang on? We'll bring you right back up after the break here. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here, closing out in the next few minutes, but stay tuned for a big bang up close, I'm sure. Public Broadcasting Network, RBNLive.com and 5.050 on shortwave.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The classic rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any 2 gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Gentlemen, we have John from Cucamonga or somewhere like that in California. Anyway, John, you were talking on the break about illegal aliens being used as cannon fodder.
Yeah, I was just following up on your remarks.
Yeah,
Mike.
Go ahead.
And in early 2002, there was a internet newspaper story. I think it was WorldNetDaily.com. They ran a story about a U.S. Army recruiting station in Tijuana. And then after the war started in March of 2003, when it was fashionable to show on TV and list the names of the people and the moment of silence and all that stuff, there were a number of people, kids with Mexican names from the Los Angeles area, of course, which I'm near, but also there were a number with Mexican names who were from a town in various towns in Mexico.
Interesting.
I'm convinced that that's been going on for a while, and they still can't. The recruiters still can't meet their minimum quotas. But what I really want to ask you about is, did you have a chance to look at this new book by Mark Furman on the JFK assassination?
Mark Furman has a book on the JFK assassination.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Now, I was kind of hoping that some a major name journalist with, say, you know, the American Free Press would go and tell me all about that and what's wrong with it so I don't have to buy it, Michael.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. I didn't know he had a book on the JFK assassination, but I am gonna read that book with interest because I'm confident whatever Mark Furman has to say is misinformation.
Okay, good, because the title kind of got me rough a bit. The title is A Simple Act of Murder. So the first thing I did, Michael, is I went to the last paragraph of the last chapter, and sure enough, he concludes that all of us out in middle America who thought the Warren report was a pile of crap, you know, he says we're just going to have to suck it up and get used to the idea that Oswald was the lone gunman. And so then I started looking through it real fast. This is at Barnes & Noble in Rancho Cucamonga, and he's got, you know, various. I was looking at the German rifle name. That was correct, but I didn't go through all the other stuff. I didn't have time.
Well, I have a feeling it's such a bad book, it's going to end up on the remainder shelves, and I'm going to go out and buy about 10 copies and use them to prop up an old desk or something
I won't have to go and buy it, and I'll look forward to your debate with Eric John Phelps, too.
I'm looking forward to it myself. All right, listen, thanks a lot for your call. We have Steve in Pennsylvania who wants to tell us about a candidate named Larry Darby who's running for Attorney General in Alabama. Steve, come on up.
Yes, sir, Mr. Piper. I want to announce a very exciting situation here about Mr. Larry Darby. I know most people don't know about this, but he's running for Attorney General, and he's a real patriot.
In Alabama?
Yes, sir, Alabama. And the man is very busy. He's an attorney, and I was just hoping if I could convince you to interview him somehow or other.
If he's willing to come on the show, I'm willing to interview him. A lot of people are a little gun shy about appearing on my show because I say some controversial things. But if he's willing to come on the show, I'll be glad to talk to him.
The problem is, Mr. Piper, is he's so busy. He's probably on the road right now, but. How would he get on the show? I think your audience would be very excited to hear his
Steve
program.
All right, Steve, we're going to have to close out right now, but I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get on the Internet and get some information about him. And in the meantime, if you give the producer a number where I can reach Mr. Darby, I'll be glad to give him a call. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to close it out for now, but I will be back tomorrow night, God willing. Stay tuned for more good programming here on the Republic Broadcast Network. Thanks to all the callers and apologies to those that couldn't make it in tonight. Always good to be with you, folks.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.